USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting, very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other, and that's really what it was about, to learn and listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing, and I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.